At the Board of Selectmen's meeting, Tuesday, June 4th, 2024, at 7 p.m. in person and virtual. I'd like to first salute the flag. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to call this meeting in order. And first, I'd like to ask for anybody in the public who'd like to comment.
Same old, same concerns, nothing new.
Jim, would you just give your name and address for the record?
You guys don't know me yet?
No, we do. Jim Lorsch, 83 Brookfield.
There we go.
Jim Lorsch, yes, you got it. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, do we have any correspondence? Let's say no. Now we're looking at the approval of minutes for the May 7th regular meeting and the May 21st special meeting.
I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes for May 7th. That's a regular meeting.
Pam Sawyer made a motion to accept the minutes. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Mather.
Mather.
Seconded the motion. Is there any discussion?
Amanda.
Yes,
so 7A, it should be P. Sawyer withdrew her motion, not P. Sadler. Nope.
Fine.
That's it.
Oh, that's so bad. Yeah. Is there any?
I'm using my touch.
How could the emotion moment? Is there any other discussion?
Oh, I concur, Mr. Chairman.
So we will have a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
That's Tim. So that's 7 in favor, 0 opposed. That motion moves forward.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we accept the minutes of May 21st, 2024, special meeting.
I'll second that.
Bob Morris seconds that. Do we have any discussion? Yes. When?
The numbering is wrong, but that it's not a big deal. There's two number twos. Not a big deal. And then I hesitate to say anything because Linda, I think, does an absolutely fantastic job on our minutes. So I, you know, something minor like that, I probably shouldn't have even said it, but like Linda, I think you're fabulous. And then under 3. Under the Pajoli driveway application, the second to last paragraph, it has me abstaining, but it should read G. Marion recused herself because there is a distinction there.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
She'd be recusing.
Right.
Yeah.
I concur, Mr. Chairman.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
7-4-0 against.
There's no number 4.
So now we move on to number 5, appointments, reappointments, and resignations.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we appoint James Lorsch to the Inland Wetlands Commission for his reappointment.
Second.
And thank you.
When you're in second to that, is there, what's that?
Just going to ask if we can do them all together.
Oh.
Pardon? Can we do them all together?
We can, if nobody has a question.
If there's no objection, I will withdraw my motion and reframe the motion.
Okay.
Except for after G is resignations. So I would move that we reappoint the following members to commissions. James Lorsch, the Inland Wetlands Commission, is a reappointment. Michael McDonald to the Inland Wetlands Commission is a reappointment. Linda Rudolph on the Veterans Commission, reappointment. Paul Toomey, Veterans Commission, reappointment. Bob Langton, Fire Commission, reappointment.
Second.
Any discussion?
I would like to say, Mr. Chairman, that we're very grateful to have these people serve on these commissions for us and do the yeoman's work on a volunteer basis.
Thank you. And we look forward to working with you in the future. Is there any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
That's 7-4-0 opposed.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion to accept the resignation of Andrew Gordon for the Inland Wetlands Commission and Aaron Connelly. T-O-N-Y-A-L-I, the library page. Both have resigning, one from an appointment, commission appointment, and one from being a paid employee. So I'd like to accept both of their resignations in one motion.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Bob Morris seconds. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to say thank them both for their efforts and work. Both on a volunteer basis and as the library page.
Okay, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
7-4-0 opposed. Ongoing business, number 6.
Mr. Chairman, we have consider an act on approval of supervisor's contract. At this time, I would like to make a motion to accept the supervisor's contract.
I'd like to second it with one stipulation in that one of the items that wasn't listed in there, was to include the current language regarding the state health plan.
Mr. Chairman,
agreed upon, but somehow wasn't in the language of the plan.
Mr. Chairman, I would accept that as an addition to the amendment.
We have a second.
I did.
Oh, you did. Is there any other discussion?
Just so I understand, this what we're looking at here is the actual agreement that's going to be signed by all the parties.
So this is the tentative agreement to the things that we agreed on in negotiations.
Okay.
And these things would be inserted into the contract.
And this is the document that's left out the health insurance.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So this tentative agreement then is going to be amended to have the health insurance included.
Right.
Okay.
That's in the motion.
And I did review it very carefully.
Amanda?
I have several questions.
Go ahead.
So this covers 5 staff, right? Of those staff, which of them are exempt versus non-exempt?
None of them are exempt.
Oh, okay. The contract mentioned exempt versus non-exempt. Okay. Is comp time paid out upon separation or does it just disappear? I didn't see that in the old one either.
Would you ask a repeat that question?
I asked if compensation time is paid out.
I don't think I don't believe it's spelled out in the contract.
Just, you know, wanted to highlight that, you know, the pension. So I did some digging into the pension, right? We don't use CMERS, right? The state.
That's
correct. We're one of the few half towns that don't use it, which is higher than ours right now. It's I want to say 7%. So like we're still below the state system, but you know, it seems like it's going up 0.5% every year or every 2 years, right? And like, do we ever hit a cap or a limit, right? Like, and I'm just comparing this to the everyday worker who either one doesn't have a pension or two might get a match for a 401k, which is typically capped between 3-4%. And just thinking how much of it, like when they look at this, how it looks compared to what they see in their pockets and just wanting to keep that in mind in further negotiations, but was glad to see that we're still in line with / under the state 7%.
It's 3 years.
Right. Yeah, it goes up. Oh, every 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's 4 3 years.
Year right. 1, 2, 3. Right. It goes up once. I was looking back at the old contract too to see it had gone up, you know, 0.5% and another 0.5%. And then in section 9, well, so not in section 9 here, but in the original contract, right? The one that's in place right now, there's a section 9 on insurance, which lays out the employee's contribution percent. And I didn't see any revision to that section in this proposed tentative agreement. So is it just going to stay at the 17% that it's at right now?
That's correct.
Okay. That is it. Thank you.
Is there any other questions? Discussion?
Great questions.
So all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Tim? That's 7-4-0 opposed. Now we have to consider it.
I want to thank the committee for spending their time to do this. It's not the fun job at all.
It's a big learning curve.
It's, well, not only that, but there's a lot to it. It does set the standard for things going forward. And that's why it's important. But, you know, we appreciate all the time you guys spend.
Thank you, Bob.
For that, I get a candy.
Yeah.
Get one.
Oh, I thought that was your dinner.
Yeah. No.
Easter candy at that. Now, 7B, consider an act on special town meeting date to approve the supervisor's Local 818 collective bargaining contract through a town meeting.
So,
a public hearing, actually. Is it a public hearing or town meeting?
No, it's a town meeting.
It's a town meeting. Okay. It's a town meeting. What was suggested would be prior to the Pajoli hearing, which would be 6 o'clock on June 25th.
What's prior to?
We have a public hearing on Pajoli's.
We have a tentative meeting on June 25th for the Pajoli hearing on that property at, I believe it was.
Enrico.
Yeah.
I think that's
7.
Yeah, I was wondering, why don't we push this back to 6:30?
I think 6:30 would be fine.
Yeah.
I would just like to announce that I am out of the country for a family wedding. I will not be in attendance. So if you do both of them, then I will not be able to be there either.
Town meeting is, I still think, I will make the motion still. Pam, if you don't mind, that the town meeting is one in which selecting a part of it, not mover.
Well, I understand.
And hopefully more people than just us show up.
Right.
I was there for the original.
Yeah.
Discussion between the lawyers, so I feel that I have a deep understanding of it.
Yeah.
Again, my apologies. But...
It's on audio, so you can listen to the new one.
Yeah.
I think 6:30
probably
would work better. Yeah, and I can.
You need a second.
Yes, we need a second. Yeah.
I'll
take it. Thank you.
Is there any other discussion?
So that meeting's at 6:30, and then the Pajoli hearing
at 7.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All in favor? Aye.
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 Abstain.
6-4. Pam Sawyer abstains. Now we're going to consider an act on adding First Selectman Rod Fornia as becoming an authorized signer on the town checking accounts. Currently, there's only two names on it.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we add First Selectman Rodney Fournier as a signator for the town checking accounts as presented.
We should probably correct the title of interim administrator to town administrator.
With that addition to the motion.
I'll second that. The First Selectman signature has been on, available to be on all of the town's checks since before me.
Okay. And is there any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Yeah. So that's 7 in favor, 0 opposed. Now there's a discussion on the First Selectman's pay. Is there any discussion about, wasn't that going to be brought to a meeting, a town meeting? Or?
I thought that was going to go to the subcommittee.
Yeah, subcommittee. Yeah, we're supposed to have a subcommittee to bring the proposal forward.
Right. Who is the subcommittee? Is that me? Yeah.
It would be the same group that just negotiated the supervisor's contract.
Right. Oh, so we got to put it.
So we'll move this to subcommittee.
Yeah.
But this time, we'll, Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we table the First Selectman's pay discussion. until after we've heard from the subcommittee.
Okay.
I'll second.
Amend seconds. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's seven. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, then I would also table E7E to set a hearing date until after we've heard from the subcommittee.
Second that. Second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 7-4-0 opposed. Discussion on how to proceed with the results of the retreat. This one's not so fast. So we think we got to pick a couple topics and move them to a couple committees. Has anybody had a chance to review the?
Yeah, and it was interesting that we had, I think, like five that were really high on everybody's, pretty much everyone's list.
Yeah. And then, we'll
pass it down. Yeah. Is this a copy of it? I don't have
a copy. Yeah. There's not a copy in there, Pam.
I read it online. Yeah, I just assumed it was here too.
Oh, do you want
to? That's it right here. And one of them, to me, one of the top ones is the town facilities. I mean, that because you have to plan so far ahead, and you know, we have that temporary office just bought us time so that we can plan ahead. And if we don't start now, whoever's here at the end of this 4 years are going to be in deep trouble. I mean, and because you'd be starting from ground zero again. It'll be, you know, our bonding situation in the year about 5 to 6 years from now will be significantly better, and the town will be in a great position to move forward. I think it behooves this board to really start looking at. We've had studies as to, and I don't want to repeat without that we did a retreat size, what we should have. But I think now we should seriously look at it. And you can't decide on what you want for a town hall until you figure out where you want it. Because whatever you have, you want it to fit into its environment. I mean, we've always, in our, we've been discussing this three boards, all right? And some of the thoughts, and this is why it would vary. Do you want a traditional brick building, or do you want something that looks like a colonial building, like they have in Ashford? That's a, you know, that looks like a building that could have been built in the late 1800s, with, you know, just modern type look. And if so, where are we going to put it? So I think where you locate it, you want it to fit in to its environment. So I think number one is for us to come up with some, I mean, not just thereabouts, actual location, so that we can have a public discussion on it. And to get public input, to pick a site, and then I think design our building around that site. That's my thought.
Yes,
Mr. Chairman, I think we should have the facilities committee to take a look at possible existing sites, and not to make a decision, but to come up with a list of pros and cons. I think that would be very helpful for the board to begin the consideration of where to put it. And they can reach out to citizens. They can keep it in-house within the subcommittee. There are a number of ways to do that. And at the subcommittee level, to look at beginning to bring forward the discussion. And I think we should have an ad hoc member on that subcommittee. who has a great interest in a new town hall and its location. But I think I concur with Bob. That one of the things you should do is send it to start off, where should we put it? And that needs some discussion.
Yes.
I'm concerned that I am all for a new town facility of some kind. I'm concerned with the fact that I served, I think, on two prior facility study committees beginning in 1993. And nothing ever happened with them. And so I just don't want to get stuck in that cycle again. And I'm not saying I have an answer for how to not just get stuck in that cycle, unless we all can agree as a group that we're not just going to bump this issue from month to month to month to month until we're 3 years down the road, still talking about, well, the subcommittee is going to meet with this person. Now the subcommittee is going to meet with this person. You know, I think that we have to be committed to taking some kind of tangible step some kind of tangible step that actually progresses the issue instead of just kicking it down the road.
Mr. Chairman, would you ask the poll the board and see if there's consensus that we need a new town hall? Maybe we should start there in addressing Gwen's comments and findings in mind. Take a poll to see if this should be moved forward. Because if we do not have a majority of the board, then I don't believe that this is the issue that we start on.
Well, wasn't that why we did got the most dots?
Yes.
And people may have changed their mind. That was a retreat. That was not at a board meeting. That was not in open session.
So while we're in a board meeting, who's in favor thinks we need a new town hall? So did you have a yes hand up there, Tim?
Well, I don't work in the town hall on a daily basis, so I would kind of defer to the folks that work there all the time. I mean, my instinct would say yes, but I'm curious as to the folks that are there every day.
Okay. So there's...
Are you asking for a response from me?
Yeah, if this is an open discussion.
Sure. So I will say this, first of all, I mean, this is a beautiful facility. I've worked here for a lot of years, but it's a facility that doesn't meet our modern needs. And we would be better served if we could all be in an environment that was designed to suit today's needs, and all of our staff could be under one roof to facilitate communication. It facilitates, good relationships. And so I believe that it is something that, is timely at some point, but I don't want to do it at a time that it's not feasible for the taxpayers of Bolton to be able to afford either. And so there's a balance there that I think, that this board has to struggle with and figure out, when does that point coincide with the taxpayers' ability to fund meeting that need?
Mr. Chairman?
Pam.
Tim, after serving in the position that Rodney's in and Bob's been in and watching the functionality, I think you'll find, or I would like to share, that when you have offices that are below ground and below and not on the same level and without an easy access, except to come through another office that should be more of a hallway and is holding three people that do a very important function. Yep. It's awkward. It's awkward to have offices in what should be the Great Hall. And you have to schedule certain meetings when certain people aren't in their cubicles, and it's
yeah, that makes clumsy, sense.
It's inefficient, and it doesn't bode well for an efficient town structure, and it's not modernized.
Mr. Chair? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead,
Amanda. Go ahead.
I'm kind of the opinion that we almost need a separate meeting to discuss this. I think going through each one by one and figuring out where we think it best belongs, should be given its time and attention. And I do think that could take a little bit longer than we might want to spend in one of our regular meetings. Because there's a lot of different things on here. Some, like he said, are easy wins. We can set them up right away. And others are going to take more time and consideration. I don't want to like prolong the process, right? I do think we need some expediency because obviously time isn't standing still. But I do think it might behoove us to have the whole board sit around and do another follow-up kind of session.
As a special meeting?
Yeah.
On that particular subject.
Next steps on the retreat. Yeah. Priorities.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Not just town hall.
Correct.
Well, yeah, because a lot of that's it. They're on. I started off with that because it's right. It's my top one. Right. That's why I brought it up. And Gwen, you made a comment that I fully concur with, and it, that I'm, you know, since 1989, we've modified this, changed that, adapted this, did anything and everything we possibly could to make what we have work. That's it. We're done. There's no other. There really is. We're really at no other choice. That's why I it is so high in my thing. But there are other things too. And I think part of the discussion is priority. But that doesn't mean we can't move forward on more than one thing at a time. And I think that's where you're going. And I kind of concur with that mindset.
But we can't do it all at once.
No, but you have a couple of things you can go forward with. Yeah,
absolutely.
This one is, I mean, it's near and dear to my heart. Actually, yes. Yeah, to me, that's to have that solved, you've solved an issue for the next 50 years. I mean,
right.
Mr. Chairman, I thought everybody on the board had read the retreat report, and that maybe that's a mistake on my part. And so that's why I started off and concurred with Bob and wanted to know what the consensus of the board was on, right, which would be the top item. I apologize if I stepped out of line.
Oh, no, and I wasn't necessarily insinuating that it's not top priority, but that, like, I do think we can move on things concurrently, right? Like, scheduling meetings of boards, multiple boards together, right? That can happen at the same time that we're doing this. And I just think, in my head, I see each of these being a row on a work plan with a you know, where we identify who's going to carry it forward, what maybe our target potential deadlines are, right? I'm very project management oriented. And so I would like to see something on paper that holds us accountable to ourselves and to the public. That's all. And then the other question I had is, aren't we doing a facilities assessment? Because we had to, like, isn't there one?
We haven't put the RFP out yet.
But we have to in the very near term.
Yeah, it's in the works. We've started working on the RFP, but it's not out yet.
But that helps us decide what we need, what we really need for space or space stuff.
But the board clerk has her hand up. Yeah. Maybe you're
just waiting for Amanda to finish.
I'm done.
And then Bob jumped in.
And I didn't see the hand. I apologize.
Linda, is it?
Is there a retreat report on the website?
No, it wasn't on the
website. No, we haven't put it on the website.
Okay, because I don't have it. I asked for it earlier today.
Okay, I didn't. Yeah, you probably, if you emailed Kathy, she was out today, but I'll make sure you get that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Should we have a discussion then about that? Because it should be, I believe, published, because it was an open meeting.
Yeah.
Would you like a month?
Do we need a motion?
I don't need a motion to post it.
Okay. Yeah, post it. Very good. Gwen.
The facilities study that you talked about, I think I saw that in the prior budget. So is that what you're talking about? A $50,000 set aside for that? But then you said it's required. And could you
explain it? So the school in particular needs us to move forward on that so that they can, it may exclude them from grants.
Yeah. So would that just be a study of the school facilities?
No, it's town facilities, and probably not every town facility. It's going to be our key facilities.
Can be what?
Our key facilities.
So this is not. Is this going to give us the same kinds of answers?
No, because it's not going to be focused on the town hall needs, right? But I think there's already been some facility studies on town hall needs. I know,
yes.
You know,
yes.
I know the last one, I think, was with Schoenhardt. And there was actually some schematic plans back there. But also, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we engaged with the UConn School of Engineering, and actually some of this board saw their presentation, which is actually a three-dimensional computer model.
But that was for this building.
That was for a town hall.
Yeah. As an addition to this building.
No.
It was a standalone.
It was a standalone building. Mm-hmm. That in the sites identified for that were at Notch Road or over here on the other side of the state trooper's office.
That's on Indiana. Yep.
Yeah. So there's that piece that's been done also. And they did look at facility needs at that time as part of their planning. So I think, you know, when a group convenes to discuss that, we try to put all that information together for them, because I think it generates a great starting point.
Well, anybody else have any questions? Thomas, go ahead.
That's going down. If we have a special meeting, we can have it at a special meeting.
So my thought process is that we should figure out when we can bond for $10 million, and that's when we have the project teed up and ready to go. Now, so you go backwards from that time frame.
Well, you're assuming that we would pay visit with Bolton taxpayer money, and I would like to throw into the mix that when I talked to two other towns, that they did it through grants. There was big, mm-hmm. big grant opportunities that brought the price way down.
For municipal buildings?
Oh, yeah.
So, and is that state or federal money?
Yes.
Okay.
And ACA and ADA, rather. ADA.
So basically, we're
there's
still
a lot of pieces to this.
Yeah.
So it's, don't feel that we're looking at this big nut that the whole town right. has to swallow, and it has to be on our bonding and that type of thing. Bob and I worked on it when we did the sewers, and we got 65% of it paid for by other means.
One easy example I can share with you is a new town hall would have an emergency operations center. There are great federal grants available.
Yeah. Yeah.
To help fund that portion of the structure, because there are specific requirements. Mm-hmm. And there are some really, those are, that's pretty low hanging fruit to get some of those grants.
So the bonding that's still ongoing for the school is for another 7 years we're paying, or 4 years?
Well, you have a small one, you have the sewer one, that will be gone right. by then, that's small. But still, the school one too will also be going out. But you know, the thing of it is, you have to have everything in place before that goes, so you can begin the bonding process, the voting, because it may take a couple of votes to get something to go through. So you have to be ready. I would say 2 years prior, at least 2 years prior to.
That's my conversation.
The dollar, yeah, the dollar hitting the budget,
right.
Because even when you bond. But you could be a year out before
when you have to put money aside for the bonding process.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And here for instance, right, is we've talked about, you know, globally, we've talked about potentially funding the new roof at the Bolton Center School in the year 2026. And, you know, what I have said to, you know, the superintendent and the facilities director is it's time to start planning that roof right. now in earnest. I mean, we don't want to be at the 11th hour and not be able to go out for bonding. So you do have to plan it in advance.
And yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. State grant.
So I'm going to be an instigator. So we have, you know, the HVAC at the schools. We have the roof at the schools. We're talking 3 to 5 million. We've got town hall. Lots of capital projects. Is there any, should we try to do any type of community charrettes where we are going and doing focus groups with community members to get their feedback on which of these projects is important to them? Now, I would suggest a town meeting or a public hearing, but that really doesn't draw the crowds unless maybe we marketed it differently. But I do think like before we as a group of seven who may or may not be here 4 years from now, go down this path, like I think we need to go to the public and see what's most important to them, what they would be willing to fund, how they would be willing to help, right? Like, I just think we need more public buy-in, because that's what we're being accused of not.
We don't have an option on the roof or the air conditioning, right? They're both. I mean, you're going to have a school with no roof. It's going to start looking like Notch Road.
I understand. I've already heard that there are drips and drabs coming through the, I mean,
But that's part of the conversation
that needs to be had with the public, right? Like, I feel like...
Well, we can tell them. That's been going on for quite some time, and it's...
Well, but I think Amanda's struggling to figure out how do we reach out? How do we get public engagement? And I think...
Because there's a lot of misinformation.
Yeah. Well, because at the end of the day, we need people to vote for these things, too.
Right.
And I don't want to sound redundant, but the more input you get, the more people you get involved in the thing, the better chance you have of it going forward. But the issue always has, and you bring it up, how do you engage the public? I mean, what's the key? Well, the key is, you know what, guys, we're going to be talking about something that may raise your taxes. You may want to come in and speak to us about it. That you may have to throw that hammer out as a... that's an invite to say, hey, you know, this is what it is, and these are things that are coming down the pipe. If the roof in your house leaks, you can't say, geez, I don't want to spend the money, or you lose your house. Here we are. I mean, we're going to be in the same. I mean, that's a stretch, but I mean, those are the type of things that you have to discuss.
This board was elected to a leadership position.
Fiduciaries.
We are elected to look at the issues, evaluate the issues, and bring the issues forward to the table. We need to do homework and provide and decide priorities and bring it to the public and say, which issues, here's the issue, here's the reason for it, and do you support it? We're not allowed to campaign it. There are laws against that. Other groups can campaign this stuff. And we have a history in this town where we had four projects at once. Do you remember, Gwen? That we brought forward. And we picked them off, actually, only one past time. It was Firehouse. And then the other three were done subsequent years. They tried to pass all four at once. But it brought the issues forward. But the homework was done. And so it was able to move forward. And the only one that never got passed was the library. Hi, Bob.
Sorry.
The was the library expansion. So, and that just comes from years of history and from the 80s and the early 90s. But we got the school extension done. We did a lot. And it took a lot of work by a lot of people. But was leadership brought forward? This is the need. This is what we are looking at. And then you open it up for discussion. You have to have something, as opposed to being really broad and saying, what do you want to talk about? You bring it forward specifically, and then you can get a yes or no, or you can massage it a little bit so that you find that there's more comfort level out in the community. But you're right, it's difficult to reach out. We don't have the same coverage that we used to have. The newspapers were a big deal in them. But we also had political action committees that campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So there are ways to do it, and there are ways to do it, as you've seen different groups worked on them.
Right.
Discussing the charter revision. Somebody personally took on a charter revision in how to inform the public on it. Someone took on, a group took on the budget this year to inform on the budget. So it's doable. Sometimes you have to ask to do it. But I think this board, I'm going to say one more time, has leadership capacity, and we should take it, decide which project we want to go forward with, or two projects, or three projects. And you can bring forward the information. But we need the information. It goes back to the original discussion we had about this board supporting the town facility, and we have the right as to our elected position to come forward with the ask, where do you want to put it? But we need to have some information. Why it's beneficial to have it here, here, or here, or all three, or only one of these three. But we have to start somewhere. We've been dragging our feet.
Go ahead.
I'd just like to respond and say, like, I'm not proposing that our process stalls while we consider public feedback. You know, yes, now I'm an elected official, but I'm a grassroots organizer, social worker, and I know that you need the buy-in from the people to get stuff done. And I think, you know, the feedback we get a lot is that we're bringing people in too little too late after things have already taken a certain course. And so we need to keep it in our mindset. When is it appropriate to bring people in? Do I think we need more details and stuff fleshed out before it goes to people? Absolutely, because you can't come with them with nothing. You're just going to get a bunch of spitballing, right? But I do think we need to be very deliberate about how we bring this to folks and get buy-in. Because if, you know, I just think it's a very important part of what we do. And I tend to operate from more of a horizontal position than a vertical leadership top-down kind of mentality. I understand we were elected to these, you know, to these positions, but I do think, you know, we have a responsibility to get that feedback and buy-in from our the folks who put us here. So that's it. Can I make a motion? That we set aside a special meeting to discuss.
Sure. Yes.
I'd like to make a motion that the board set a date for a special meeting to further discuss next steps on the projects outlined in from the retreat.
My voice left. Second, sorry. Okay.
Came out of my mind. Is there any other discussion?
I will be following that with a second motion that we begin the process of looking at a first site location for the town hall.
Anybody want to second the second motion?
No, not yet. Oh,
okay, that's a follow-up. Okay,
follow-up. Yeah, yeah.
This would be interesting. Colonel Lomboni.
Yep.
Is there any discussion on a date for this?
But we have to vote that we're going to do it.
Okay. All in favor of voting? That's 7 yes, 0 no. So we got to pick a date.
Summer.
What's that?
Summer, of course.
Well, we don't have to go out there. I don't know how far you guys want to go with dates.
July.
The end of June is kind of empty.
So we have
6, 7 days is empty.
How about Tuesday, July 9th?
Sounds like a day to me.
Tuesday, July 9th.
Yep.
Pam, are you back from your wedding?
I am.
You are?
I am not available the 9th. The following week, I would be available. The week of the 15th.
Okay.
I am not available.
And it's not available. Doesn't have to be a Tuesday, right? Or does it have to be a Tuesday?
No.
Thursday, July 18th.
Don't we have a Board of Selecting meeting somewhere in that?
That's
July?
The second.
Okay.
Thursday, July 18th is finance.
What date did you have there?
I suggested the 18th, but Amanda said that it's finance committee.
It's pretty far. Yeah. Yeah.
Tim, are you available like the 8th, or are you gone that week?
It just so happens that the week of the 8th, I'm gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody have a problem with June 27th? Thursday?
June 27th?
I am gone.
You are?
That's
what. Oh.
Wait.
So you're off.
How about Tuesday, July 23rd?
Tuesday. That's fine.
You got a lot, Ken.
You're not here?
What about first week in July? Like the second?
We have our regular meeting.
That's our regular meeting.
Gotcha.
Are you gone that whole week, Pam?
Well, if you'd like to do the 9th, I could zoom in. That would be fine as well, if it works best for everyone else.
Okay. That works for me. Okay. What's a good time for everybody?
Six o'clock.
Six.
I'll suggest a 6. Okay. It was great for me.
Pam?
Okay.
6 o'clock. We're going to call it the BOS retreat, too.
Do we need a separate motion to set the time?
No.
No.
Oh, you said it.
By consensus. By the chairman's
Tuesday, July 9th.
At 6.
There's a ZBA meeting at 7, but that's just here? A meeting location.
Oh. We can have a location.
They're usually here. We'll just. Pick an alternate.
They're not using the Zoom.
This is Kathy.
The board clerk is here. The board clerk is here.
Yes, board clerk.
Is it possible to have the meeting in a different location?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They set
only
up the Zoom.
Only because the meetings that start at 6 o'clock, there's so much activity going through the town hall that just people walking through on my end. It sounds like horses walking through, and it's so loud that I can barely. It's so interruptive when you're discussing things.
We can do a room A.
Thank you for sharing that part that we're not privy to.
I'm making a note to put it in room A.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can we use that Thank anecdote you. When we propose a new town?
When we can't discuss,
is that a pro or a con?
Here in the town hall,
like we can't horses, hear.
Like the yeah. sound of horses.
You can use it, please.
Thank you,
Linda. Thank you.
It's an original.
Okay, so Pam wants to make a second motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a second motion that the facilities subcommittee review and bring forward back to the board possible locations for a town hall or town hall annex, whatever, but town hall facility, and with a pro and con list for each one.
Do we have a second?
Bring back, let me make sure I heard.
Review locations.
Thank you.
For the town hall.
Sure. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that'll second.
Yeah, I was going to second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's 7-4.
I had a hearing hiccup, sorry.
Who is on the building subcommittee?
Facilities.
Buildings, yes. Yeah.
That's me. Was that
Tim?
And Mallory, I think.
Yeah.
I'll join with those.
So what kind of date do we want to come up with for that? We don't have to worry about the PAM schedule. That's a...
Sorry.
The less people means, usually a little easier.
It's a little easier, yeah. So we want to try for Thursday, June 27th. That date's going to keep coming up.
I don't think I'm going to be available that night. I could be available during the day, possibly.
You have to have the meeting before the 9th of July, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, not really, because this is not good. This won't be a one meeting thing.
Right.
Look at options, discuss options. Yeah. So,
when's our kickoff meeting going to be there?
Kickoff what?
Starting to discuss the location for the town hall.
That's what we've discussed.
Yep.
That's right. What we're talking about. Yeah.
So we're
trying to figure out what would be a good date. And
what about Monday, July 8th?
Monday's not good. I golf Mondays. Sorry.
Let's go back.
Yeah. Well, I can quit that.
Yes. Well, and I think you have to decide whether it's a daytime meeting or an evening meeting.
Right. Yeah.
Some people work and some people have more flexibility.
So I'm flexible. Is it Mather and Mike see early meetings? The 8 o'clock thing?
That's fine.
8:30.
Morning meetings would be great with me.
Tim?
Depends on which day. But yes, I could do early morning typically.
When?
Yes.
So pick a date, Tim.
Pick a date. What's the...
Not Wednesday.
Not Wednesday. That's helpful.
With mornings, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
It meet as early as the 17th or the 24th.
What about Monday, July 1st?
Sure.
Yeah.
Fine.
I'll give you some information, but I'm away that way. So, but I, you don't need me, right? But I can give you some information. Okay. Discuss.
So July 1st, 8:30.
Mather, are you all right? You have that date, okay?
Yeah. Do we have to have the Zoom set up for this meeting? I assume we do.
It doesn't have to be. It could be just in person without Zoom, but you could do Zoom.
At what time?
Zoom.
8:30. Well, if we don't have to have that
set up. You have a member of the public that would like you to have it on Zoom.
So can you, so it would have to be from this location, right?
No, it could also be from room A.
Oh, we can do it from A.
We would just set it up the night before.
You can also each do it from your privacy of your home.
Oh yeah,
that's true. You don't even have to be in the same space.
Oh, that's true.
Wow.
Didn't think of that, huh? You could do Zoom only.
No.
No. Yeah, there are some that don't like.
Let's meet. July 8:30.
Well, let's good. Use if we can do it out of room A, I think that would be better. Without the interruptions that are absolutely going to be happening here.
So are we saying July 1st at 8:30 AM?
Yes. And you can Zoom from there too.
I'm going to get there early so I get the spot in front of the air conditioner.
That doesn't go in the minutes, Linda.
Hey,
I don't think I will have internet connectivity where I am. Mm-hmm. But if I do, I'll try to join.
So will there be somebody there to handle the Zoom?
That should be. They said it the night before. And you just
you know how to function, you know how to work it.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, board clerk has your hand up.
Yes, board clerk.
You got it.
I just want to give the board the heads up. I've been called for jury duty in July. I don't know whether I have to report or not. So
well, that's why we're making
it. You may or may not have me as your clerk, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it'll be recorded. So it'll be,
that's why we're making it the first. The odds of you being there the first is slim.
You can tell them your job doesn't give you jury duty time, and therefore you can't do it.
You have civic duty.
Okay, so I think that concludes that. And now we're going to move on to number 8. And I would like to entertain.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm
sorry. What?
7G.
You missed G.
Oh, and I'm sorry, Pam. Hold that thought.
7G? Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, that's what we were working on. Yeah.
7G. Mr. Chairman, before us is a press release from the governor's office. I have read over the Public Act 2446 regarding the property tax exemptions for veterans who have service connected permanent and total disability rating, which is not included in the minutes. In the agenda title of 7G. I would like to suggest that someone other than myself make a motion that we table this until the next meeting so that we can get a description of Public Act 2446, the bill analysis, how it affects the town of Bolton, and that can be done either through obtaining information from the Council of Small Towns or Connecticut Council of Municipalities, or we can spend the money and have our town attorney do it, which I don't think is necessary, and how it affects our tax base. I don't believe we have any information before us. So at this time, I would suggest that someone table this until the next meeting.
I would, because I read that thing, and I, quite frankly, I said, what? No.
You read the bill, or you read?
I read that little
press release. That's just the press release. It didn't say anything.
It didn't say a damn thing.
And that's why I read the bill.
It did, and it doesn't really define who. It doesn't really define what. It doesn't say, is the state going to pick up the tab on
no,
this?
No, they're paying. It's unfunded mandate. And the reason I will not be making the motion nor voting on this is because it could affect my finances.
Right. So
I will tell you that I attended a meeting where the bill analysis was done, and so did the assessor, and she has provided you information in tonight's packet with how she believes it will affect the town of Bolton.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I just had a question. So, Jim, you were there. So, it takes effect October 1, 2024. So that's after this year's tax bills will go out. So, it won't impact this fiscal year, correct? It will impact next fiscal year.
Correct.
But
so, the analysis that she gave us was just existing veterans that are on the disabled veterans list. Go ahead.
And they're widows.
What's that?
This time I'll be recusing myself.
No. Additional assessment.
So that's the assessor has provided you a list of 100% disabled veterans that she is aware of that are currently on the 2023 grant list. And what the impact, so it doesn't tell you what the tax impact is, it tells you the amount that would be tax exempt based on this law.
It's huge.
It's enormous.
It's $2.5 million.
Yeah.
It'll grow.
So when I did the math, if it were to take effect this year, it would have been like a 0.15 mil impact.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge.
It's not insignificant.
No.
It was not at all. And not that to go from where we currently are in providing assistance to 100%.
Yeah.
Well, even as a veteran myself, I'm not a disabled veteran. I have a hard time with that, particularly in the developing of this thing. You would think they would have
not only phased it in,
but had an outreach to our communities to at least to see, guys, you know, how's this going to impact you? How can this be done? Do you have a suggestion? As Jim said, most of these things are by progression over a period of time, a percentage for a couple of years, another percentage, so you could work it in. This is a disaster for every community.
Not rips the Band-Aid off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like, okay, so what program, what school issue do you cut? I mean, that's what it says.
Yeah. It's probably, what, $100,000?
No.
Did you hear anything, Jim, about whether or not this includes dependents or spouses of deceased?
I did not.
100, and this list does not include those households.
I think that's accurate.
No.
And there's no income eligibility, like, doesn't matter.
No, it's not dependent on income.
So I guess this discussion is just a discussion.
And it's really, I think, for a point of information.
And it's mostly aimed at the finance members here.
Who really have enough on their plate right now.
Well, yeah, fortunately, it's not this year's. It's next
year.
Right. But
we're already going to be facing a revenue shortfall next year. So
right.
The purpose behind this really was to share the information
with
the board. And it may evolve a little bit.
It was to ruin our summer once this so that we have to think about this and
next year.
With disabled men, it's a different story. So
right. It's all about perspective, right?
Yeah, we'll have to figure it out.
This is a program. Something like this really is a state, should be a state-funded program. It really should. And if they want it, then to be equal, it should be, then it's shared through the state tax or whatever, so they should do that. To me, that's the only fair way of doing this for everybody. Because if you're in a community that has a high level of this and they get hit, that community is going to have a negative impact far greater than another community. And where's the, and I'm sure behind this is attempt of someone trying to do something good for veterans who obviously are deserving of help. But this is not the way to do it.
You're on the same special education soapbox again. The same damn thing.
So how many is?
Sorry, man. It's hard to shut the switch off. Like I should hit there. So you know,
how many other states do this?
Yeah, I don't have any information on that.
So Connecticut could be become an attraction.
Well,
disabled vets.
Whether it is or it isn't,
sell your $100,000 house in Mass that you're paying $15,000 a year on, move to Connecticut, and you can live. Your groceries are paid for.
Yeah.
So.
But it's cold.
Just a take.
In the winter.
So, anyways, okay. Any other discussion on that? Matt, do you want to go?
I'll grab eight. You're going to eight.
We're going to eight.
Yeah.
Bam,
we're going
to eight.
Any
of us
could have done that.
Very eloquent, Bob.
Oh, thank you.
Reports and updates. Fiscal year 24 budget.
Did you hear me?
He couldn't hear himself either. So.
Yeah.
Good night, Cindy.
Is there any questions on the fiscal year 24 budget?
So the blue line will look a little better after the finance committee meets, and hopefully they'll agree with our transfers into the brass line item. But if you look at where we are, we have expensed almost 81% of our budget. So we are We don't have a lot of money left for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, we have a lot of year left.
Right. So we have 1 month. This is as of May 31st?
Yes.
Awesome.
We're doing okay, other than moving money into the trash can.
Into the trash can.
Yeah.
Throw money away. All right. Any other questions on the budget?
That's a good thing.
Tax collection looks like it's doing very well.
Pretty much the same report we saw last month.
Yeah.
Not a lot of change there.
Any other questions on that? Now we move on to an act to consider accounts payable.
My question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Should we accept the accounts payable report as presented?
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Amanda seconds. Is there any discussion?
I have just a couple.
Yes.
Sort of things. On page 9, Firematic Supply Company, $18,433 bill. ET for ET-134. Is that the newest fire truck?
It is, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat myself from last month. Here again, we have a huge bill in addition to our already big purchase price. So there's more money that we keep putting into this new fire truck. I think the public needs to know that. And in addition, we're going to have those big interest payments on the bond for the truck. The loan for the truck. So it just dismays me. I think that there are lots of costs that people who voted for this truck probably didn't realize. And now they're bubbling to the surface. And that's why I'm putting some emphasis on it to make sure. And Linda, I hope that you'll put that in the minutes. And my second only other question is on page 12. For Landy Construction, the $21,500 payment, is that the last payment for the work on the trail through the center of town?
For that section, yes.
I think their work was under the community connectivity grant, right, which was from the corner to here, to the street.
Well, but there is actually another piece of the grant that we have yet to get completed, and we're currently working on collecting pricing on that, and that is the piece from here down Hebron Road, where Hebron Road gets restriped.
Oh, okay.
over to the corner at Loomis, and then there's a crosswalk that goes across to Loomis.
So that's all that part of that 186.
Yes.
Okay. So that is that the last piece?
That's the last piece.
Okay. And are we still on track to have?
We're still on track.
Enough money to pay for all of that. Okay. Good. Thank you. That's it.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Amanda.
Not a question, but I went back to look at the Notch Road electricity. So in December to January, it was 1,700. February to March, it was 1,500. March to April, it was 1,200. And now we're down to just over 1,000. So it does look like closing some of that off. Well, it could also be seasonality, but I'm hoping it's...
Well, some of both, right?
Yeah.
Because... You know, the senior center, you know, is there's an electric heater in the air conditioning unit, which sometimes kicks in. But in the power, we haven't shut the power off, but we're not using it.
Right.
We thought we would leave the power on through the abatement process because it'll make the abatement process easier. But I think that's a great observation.
And then the only random thing I was noticing is I've heard complaints about the tennis lights that are on all night and they shine in people's faces when you come down the road. So like, you have to have those on?
They're not on all night.
Oh, they're not just...
They're on a timer.
Oh, okay.
You go over and you can walk
okay,
over.
Okay, so they do turn off eventually. They were on in the dark at like 8 o'clock one day. And I just, as long as you're going off.
You can go over to 12
o'clock. I'm cheap. I was looking for money savings. Okay.
Yeah, and I will say that Mr. Butchmovich has tried a couple of things to try to shield...
Right.
I know he and Mr. Fournier were having some discussions about what they tried.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Unsuccessfully so far.
Yeah.
From the stop sign point of view.
Right.
Because it's pretty ugly.
Correct.
They should have turned the tennis courts around.
They were built without lighting.
They were?
Oh, yes, they were.
Yeah, the lighting was added later.
Oh, exactly. All in favor of approving the accounts payable?
Aye.
As presented? Aye. That's 7 yes, 0 no. Now we'll move on to the budget transfers.
Chairman?
Yes.
Two budget transfers before us, and I believe at this time of the year, and they're under $5,000.
They're just for informational purposes.
They're just for information, yes. And I don't see any others.
That's correct.
That's it.
So at this time,
move on to
Nathan Hale.
Report on Nathan Hale potential parking spots. And I'll turn that over to Gwen.
Okay, thanks. So May 20th, Tim Mather, Brent Mayerson, and I walked. Bob, we missed you. I don't know.
No, that was me. I had a lot of issues going on with my friend that passed. So that was,
I'm sorry.
Just kind of sorry about that, but kind of messed me up.
Sorry for the loss. So we looked at three sites, two on Stony Road, one at the end of Howard Road. The Howard Road one is a no-go because Tim had a communication with the owner of the property off the end of Howard Road. It would have required the owner to either sell or give the town a right-of-way or an easement between the end of Howard Road for about 500 feet to connect to the Nathan Hale corridor, and that person, the owner, said no. So the two on Stony Road are pretty good options. One is the storage unit. Actually, the driveway to the storage unit actually is located across town of Bolton property. And when you go in there, there's quite wide grassy areas on either side of the driveway, and it's level, so it would be ready. It's ready made to drive in there and park along there. The downside of that is that the owner might not like that. He might not like cars parked along his driveway. And the other downside is to get there from there to the trailhead or the trail. It requires maybe 1,000 feet of walking up the road, and there's not the shoulders very narrow along Stony. The other spot on Stony that we looked at is in an old house site that was taken as part of the whole taking of that corridor. It's on the south side of Stony. It's, I don't know how big the lot is. Well, it doesn't really matter because the town of Bolton owns a very wide area in there. There's a, you can see an opening in the trees. It goes in, it's pretty level, somewhat gravelly, somewhat paved. So it wouldn't require that much work in there. It would require some vegetation clearing. I don't know, maybe some adding some surface material. I'm not quite sure about that. So, and that between there and where the trail is probably a couple hundred feet. So I polled Tim and Mather and Brent on their opinions on of all the possibilities that we've looked at. Those were the three, but then we had also looked at one on Route 6 and two on South Road. And we all are leaning toward the two on Stony, preferably the old house lot, because of the potential problem with the owner of the storage. We don't know how he would feel about cars parked there. So Tim and Mather, do you think I relayed the information properly?
Yeah, that's accurate.
Okay. So I think I guess now what we need to know what our next step should be. So our recommendation would be that second area on Stony Road.
Is this where we take a vote on it? Well, or
I just have a question.
Yeah.
I was trying to, and I can't remember if the house did it sit in the upper part of the right of the area that we town received, or is it below it?
Right now.
Yeah, it's really level. When you go in, it's a level site. Is that right. What you're asking?
No, where is it in location to the whole, the parcel that we received from the state?
Halfway.
How about midway in? Oh, just in the middle.
Between Route 6 and?
No, between
the notch and between South Road.
I understand that, but we own a piece on the east side, west side. I mean, the boundary. We have a west side boundary and we have an east side boundary. We're sort of in the middle. Is that about where it is, or is it one end to the other? What I'm asking is would you have to walk uphill to get to it, or walk downhill? Is it pretty much in the middle to get to the trail?
You'd have to walk about 200 feet.
Up or down?
Up.
Okay, that's where I was going. Yes. Thank you. Jeez, yes. Took me forever to get there. Yeah, thank you. That's all. Now I know where it is. So thank you.
And we did talk about how it would have been, the best situation would be to have a parking area at either the far north end or the south end, so that everybody, but then we just decided, let's just try to get this parking done and get people using the trail. If we have to modify it in the future, fine. If not, maybe people will be fine with this and just starting the trail halfway.
Yeah.
Middle.
Okay. May I make a suggestion that we notify the neighbors so we don't run into the same situation that we did on the shop?
Yeah, there really aren't any neighbors.
There are neighbors above and below.
Not close, but they're there. Right.
I mean, I think I think the first step would be to decide whether we want to go forward with this, what needs to be done on it, and then we could tell the neighbors what we plan to do with it.
Why'd you pass by 8?
Wow.
8 votes.
Wow.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, he's
that was good.
You made our Thursday night meeting a very pleasant, enjoyable meeting.
And you guys are cruising through this meeting too.
It's tomorrow?
No. So
it's
Wednesday
night.
We,
I thought it was Thursday.
We should notify. It was Thursday. Is the meeting because it's Thursday. We should notify the neighbors, just tell them that these lots are being conserved for the parking area.
If you're going to be hesitant, to
the next board of selectmen meeting, if they want to come into public comment,
and we should also take a look at
before we spend it.
We have enough aerials and geographic map and get a feel for elevations and everything before we give it spend any money on it. We can do the work.
So I guess that's what I'm wondering. Pam, I totally agree that neighbors need to know. I mean, but
if we spend any money
on
engineering is because we're already, I just said to Mather, we're already in the red and the South Road issue. I would like to have everyone aware because we have angst in the neighborhood. It is my neighborhood, I'll be frank about it. And there's anxiousness about this whole thing.
Yeah.
I guess I would, I don't want to notify them if we don't even have a proposed size, you know, what the entrance is going to look like. We don't have anything to tell them at this point. So I would rather have take our next
step. One of the things that I think Amanda brought up is that if the neighbors don't know that you're talking about it, you know, they can't give you any input on any of that.
Okay. Is that something your office could do, Jim, to notify?
You talking the whole trail neighborhood or just
yeah, we can,
the
well, right there, road?
We can the neighbors above and below the site that we're talking about.
Like four sure. or something.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, which, are you just talking about the people that are on the south road. Side? Of, the south side of Stony?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, yeah. Or all of Stony Road?
Mr. Robbins.
Well, there's only like four.
I think there's six or so. It's not
that whole street.
Yeah.
Could you pull up the CROG? Can you go on the CROG website? We could find that out right now. Just CCROG.
Yeah.
You
know. Across.
And yeah, we could
figure out the house lot number. Just mm-hmm. tell them you're considering mm-hmm. parking where the house number used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep it yep. cut and dry.
So
I think we contact the businesses at the bottom and as it. Well. Just everybody, so everybody knows that that's being discussed on that road. And it's a good neighbor boss.
Yep. So what is the already. Next, what's the next step on, what's the next step? Other than notifying them.
Does Jim want to send John out there to start looking at it or?
It wouldn't be John, it would be Sean.
Sean.
Yeah.
I can show you where to.
Because it was a driveway before.
I'm hopeful that then, we could do it with density services.
Cut a few trees down and then we'll drive it.
Yeah, because that was an existing lot and it was a house, so
yeah.
The grading is pretty much there.
It's good.
Yeah,
and I don't think that we need an engineered design.
No,
I don't.
No, okay. No.
I know you guys were having a conversation.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And I said I'm hopeful that based on your description. Now I haven't gone down there to look at it, but I'm hopeful based on your description it's something that we could accomplish just with town resources.
It is very overcome.
I forgot all about that house too. That was so long ago.
Pam said it was Ilvy Cannon's old.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Are you seeing
okay. What?
Yeah. You know, then you what just yeah, and then I don't know if you Ilvy can just zoom in. Can you zoom in on Bolton?
Ilvy's mother's.
Oh, did Ilvy grow up in that house?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
She. Oh. Never mind. That was a comment.
Okay. So
should I? Sean. Would you like me to meet with Sean too, or do you just want him to go out? I don't have to be
it
there.
It probably would be great if you're available, and, okay. You know, you or, you know, other members of your school.
So you can be a little more specific as mm-hmm. to the area and all
you that. Can share, you can, that way you can share your vision directly.
Okay, I'd be glad to do
so
that.
I'll try to work on putting a draft letter together and setting up an opportunity for you to get together with Sean.
Okay.
Yeah, now that I know exactly where it is, that's...
This one.
That is, without a doubt, the better spot. All the yeah. possibilities.
You know, all the
it's
land
just the one curve coming down the hill is a little
nothing.
We looked at the sight line. We talked about that a little yeah. bit. Coming up the hill is where, if you're coming, yeah, coming up right. the hill. But Mather pointed out, and Tim pointed out, that people have not gained a lot of speed yet at that point yeah. coming up hill. And if necessary, we could cut some trees. Because the town owns all right. of that
land. Whole side of the road.
Yeah.
So we could clear yeah. out to improve the sight line.
Yeah. That's just a maintenance issue more.
It's
than
a curvy
yeah.
mess right there. Just so everyone knows on that site. It's oh. not just straight. It's not a straight line
mm-hmm.
for visibility. And you're having people cross the road.
Well, they are not going to be crossing the road right there because the trail is actually a couple hundred feet continuing up.
Still not a clear sight line.
Well, are you saying that we should look for a different area? Because there are, well, I think we've explored every possibility.
I think you need to look at site one. I'm just saying. I mean, I almost hit somebody girls today, and it was very distressing.
If
it's a crossing.
On a bicycle that came.
No, if it's
a, could we say right turn all the way out of the driveway?
Well, I don't think it's that.
It's pedestrian crossings.
I think it's pedestrians at this and point, because they cross Stony to get
mountain
the
bikers.
But where the pedestrians would be crossing Stony on the trail would be more on the straight.
The trail here.
Well,
it's not on the
straight up above, but not below. That's curved.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, the curve.
Because you can
look like this, yes. and the trail would cross right. here. The parking is here.
Right.
And you can.
So it's tough here, but where frankly, you're actually walking across the road is better.
You can pack a trail from the parking lot. Say off the road and just walk up.
It does drop off. The shoulder drops off, but Sean and I can take a look at that one around
there. Maybe, that might, you know, when you look in that, that could be a great alternative to eliminate.
Start the trail at the parking area. I don't think that's
a steep grade, but I don't think that's impossible. I like the idea of putting the trail right from the parking lot.
Yeah,
I agree.
But if they want to access the other side of the,
they're going to have to.
It's like Steel's Crossing.
Right. That just create. We create a safer review and
crosswalk. Yeah. So is Sean going to contact me, or how is that going
to
work?
Let me reach out to him and find out what his availability is, because he's got projects going on right now. He's been finishing up a project on South Road, and he's got a paving project he's about to start. So let me find out what his availability is. And maybe I'll just connect it to it.
Sure. I mean, you could, if you have my cell number, you could give that to him if he wants to to text me. Do you have my cell number?
Probably somewhere. We shouldn't give it out on it.
Okay, moving forward, I'd like to thank the voters of Bolton for passing the budget. And then, that's on record then. The administrator's officer's report.
Thank you.
Administrative officer's report.
All right, so I didn't provide a written report because I took some time off, but you know, a lot of it's repetitive every month, so I'm just going to focus on some of the things that are new that have happened. We had a tax sale for two properties that were in arrears pretty significantly. One was in arrears nearly $30,000 with taxes and fees. The other was a little over $22,000, and both properties sold for enough money to make the town whole with taxes today. You know, it's always sad when we have to take something to tax sale, but it was a successful tax sale. So as long as nobody defaults with their deposits and follows through with their purchases on Monday, those funds will be coming to the town here in fairly short order. We have scheduled AED, CPR, and Stop the Bleed training for staff. That is scheduled for 6:10. Narcan training has also been scheduled for 6:10 for staff. We will be participating in the statewide emergency drill on the 12th. And that statewide drill focuses on elections this year. We have posted the MS4 stormwater reporting, and we are, as soon as that, the posting expires on the 14th of June, as soon as that is done, we will file that with the state. The annual picnic is tomorrow, and that will have a fire extinguisher training component. We have opted to have a voluntary compliance check with Con OSHA for the town garage facility. That was actually scheduled for this week, but they've moved it based on a caseload issue that they have. So that has been rescheduled, but that is something we're looking forward to in the near future. And we are planning on opening Indian Notch Park on the 22nd of this month. Any questions?
And we also, how many people turned out for the Notch Road? Was there nine?
Yeah, that's right. I meant to talk about that. Yeah. We had, I think, not nine bidders came for the high, they call it high chest, by the way. So something new that Rodney and I learned, yes.
They'll do your teeth. They'll do your teeth or your asbestos.
Yeah, we had nine firms that attended the pre-bid walkthrough. That process is going pretty good. We have one question that we've got to post the answer to by the end of the week. And then, you know, we should be in a situation next week to start. I think it's the 10th, is it, that the bids are due?
Yeah.
And we will review those and, we'll qualify those, have conversations with firms, and be looking to award that bid pretty quickly.
And this is just for, is this for the analysis and remediation?
No, just for the
analysis. Just analysis. Uh-huh. Okay.
So the RFP out that's out for that right now is for analysis, for testing, and a report and monitoring of the abatement process.
Okay. And then another RFP is going to have to go out for the abatement process.
So we can do one of two things. We can either do one RFP that covers abatement and demolition, or we could do it in two RFPs. We could do abatement as a separate issue and then demolition, or just do it as one.
And what was the question then?
The question was from a company called Ty and Bond, and they have asked if we would decide how many tests we should have done so that everybody is bidding on the same amount of tests. We are in discussion about how we're going to respond to that question, but the reality is we're not experts in this field, and we don't believe that we should be telling an expert how many tests they should plan to perform for us, but rather they should tell us how many tests they're planning to perform for the price that they're giving us, and that enables us to, you know, make comparisons without telling them how to do their job.
Kind of assume the EPA would, in order to do the reporting to them, they have to have X, Y, and Z, and we don't know what that is.
Right.
So we're kind of stuck.
I did, because I don't think it was mentioned to the full board that we did not end up going after the CDS.
That's correct. That's
grants correct. Because it was not.
We didn't qualify.
Eligible for the various.
When we got into all of the weeds of the requirements, we failed to meet all of the requirements. Was a great idea.
It was, because it wasn't new construction, and because it didn't meet one of the goals, primarily the fact that we're not very low income.
It's right. So that brings us around to.
Can I make a request?
Yeah.
This is a request for the town. Can we start doing double-sided printing and save some trees, please?
You mean on the
packets?
One of the issues is that we buy cheaper paper and it reads through, as you can see, when you hold two pieces of paper together.
Yeah, but we can deal. It would save a lot of trees. We shouldn't even be doing paper copies at all.
We've tried it.
The trees are growing.
It's
just a crop. They just
rebuild. And the more young, the younger tree. Well, one thing about this is my field. The one thing about the tree things, old growth forests are the least effective forests to clear our air. It's young growth forests that do the best cleansing of anything, and that's
Mr. Chairman.
And that we're off the topic, and it's time for an adjournment.
No, it's not. We have other, and I'd like to bring up one thing.
Any monthly reports?
No, that was his monthly.
Other.
I would just like to say a very special commemorative moment on the passing of Raymond Soma, who served on many boards and commissions in this town, and as well as the fire department. He's passed, and he will be greatly missed.
Agreed. Thank you. Agreed.
I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn, Mr. Kim.
Any seconds?
Yep.
And that the next meeting is on June 18th at 6 p.m.
Any discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Seven. Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Good night, Tim.
Night, Tim.
Night, Linda.
Thanks.
Good night, Jim.
Night, guys.
Thank you.